This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia, January 2nd, on WGN Radio. We started at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, and unless sports preempt us, that's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593, my toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. It is Monday night, the 2nd of January. We have 3 big hours to spend together live playing Monday Night Trivia, and your participation is urged. No straggler. We uncovered that at the end of last week's show, so we start with a brand new question. 48 states ban doing this while fishing. Doing what? All right, not sure about the other two, but it's not a ban. But 48 states, it's an outright ban. What can't you do while fishing? 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. And we'll have bumper stumpers. This will be the final week for our theme, the same theme that we've had the 2 prior weeks. And at the end of the show, if nobody gets the theme, I'll announce what it was. I was expecting a winner on that. But you don't have to know that. If you know any of the artists of the bumpers we play, well, you're a winner just for that. So if you don't like my question and you don't know my bumpers, you can have your own category. And we prove that every week on Monday Night Trivia. All right, update on the prizes. They are ready to go to the post office. They are all stuffed. They are all packaged. They are all on their way, and this is going to be thousands of dollars. Yeah, as I've said often, it is the postage is worth a lot more than what you're getting, but you do get something for each win you've had, plus a certificate. Yeah, don't stand by the post box. It's not all that exciting. But they are, before next Monday's show, they will be safely on their way. Every last one of them, we are talking hundreds. And some of you won as many as 38 times. So, of course, you know, we haven't mailed out prizes in 13 months, so what do I expect? But we are now completely up to date. Tonight we'll start a new round, and again, the prizes aren't worth the postage, but you do this for the fun of it, and then you do get a certificate and something else not worth having and for each one. And that's the deal on that. But mostly you just have fun on the radio, and I am grateful for it. Oh, I see Dolly's going to be our first caller up tonight. And you know what's interesting about that? I saw her name, and I stuffed her envelope personally. So I know that I know what she's got coming to her. All right, and only good things. So, 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. And Dolly is in Cary, Illinois. Welcome back to WGN Radio, Dolly. Now, wait, let me find my magic twanger, or I can't get you on the air. What happened to it? Oh, no. See, I looked for everything except for that. Look for absolutely everything except for that. Now, wait a minute. I think I heard it crashing to the ground earlier. So let me look. Oh, man. All right. Well, I see I'm clearly not prepared. So, Dolly, stay exactly where you are. And in moments, we will talk to Dolly, and we'll talk to Leah, and we'll talk to you, and I'll find my magic twanger here on WGN Radio.
Your love, your little love. Your love, your little love. All kinds of girls for your love. I'll tell you, baby. Oh,
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. It is Monday Night Trivia on the 2nd of January. We indeed are live. And if every line is lit, and right now every line is busy, well, wait for somebody to hang up and then it will be your turn. So we have a question, a brand new question. 48 states ban doing this while fishing. Doing what? 888-876-5593. And this is our first bumper stumper. And you know him. Oh, you don't know him this way, but you know him. So who is he? And then if you've been listening for the last 2 weeks, maybe the theme will become apparent or not. So John says, all right, well, it's not the same Dolly. This Dolly has not won before. The Dolly who has won is in Chicago. Yes, I should have known that because I did, in fact, stuff the package. But this Dolly gets to take a shot at it right now in Cary, Illinois. So welcome to WGN Radio, Dolly. Dolly. So what do you think?
I think you cannot run your motor on low or use a electric motor when trolling your boat or fishing.
Nice, but not right.
Wait, I got one more.
Okay.
You can't use lights.
Not all right. Not right either. If you think of something else, call me back.
I will.
Okay, thanks, Dolly. Appreciate it. All right, so how about that? Now, let's see what we've got here. I believe that Tom is a first-time caller, and we defer to them. So Tom is in Rogers Park. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. How's it going? How you doing?
All right. How about you?
Good. Good. Now, Happy New Year.
What do you think?
I think it's, you know, the first thing that came to mind is using, like, explosives, like dynamite or hand grenades or something like that.
Nice, but not right.
No worries. All right, I'll keep listening.
But it's a great guess, and thank you for making it. Appreciate
okay.
it.
Okay, have a good
All right,
day.
You
Bye.
Too. Call me again. All right, so nice to meet Tom, and hopefully we'll hear from him again. So we got Leah and Marcus Hook. What's happening tonight, Leah?
Happy New Year, Raleigh.
And you too.
Thank you, and Happy New Year to Recliner Rich now,
yeah.
and to Stacy, and to everybody,
yeah.
and Fran and Gary.
Yeah.
And everybody. I hope everyone has a happy and healthy one.
Oh, me too. I hope that 2023 exceeds all the pessimist expectation. There's no shortage of predictions.
Yeah, I don't even listen to them.
Yeah, well, you know, going to sleep at night with YouTube, lately I get predictions. And some of them are laugh out loud funny, which of course doesn't work because then I don't fall asleep.
Yeah, well, 1 year when I was living in Beloit, do you have time?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, 1 year when I was living in Beloit and with my grandmother, we were on a diet together, and this preacher came on TV and said, "This is the end. This is the end. This will be the end of the world this year. Tomorrow at midnight will be the end of the world." And we looked at each other, and we ran for the freezer and got out the frozen pizza and ate it all.
I don't blame you. Now, was this 1987?
It was.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't 87. No, it was the early 80s.
Oh, because
it was before 85.
Yeah. Harold Camping made those predictions a couple times. I had one friend who put off painting his house because he was serious as a heart attack, believed, well, Harold Camping said the world, you know, that the rapture's coming is what he said. And so therefore, I don't need to paint the house. Needless to say, after the rapture came and went or didn't come and went, he painted his house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You still need to paint that out.
Absolutely. So, yeah, the pizza, so, that's a great excuse.
Yeah, yeah. So, if the world's going to end, we don't need to count calories.
Absolutely not. That's right.
So, all right. Well, my guess is listen to loud music because it might scare the fish.
Not right, but an interesting guess.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for trying. Appreciate it. 888-876-5593. That would be 8888 Raleigh, and that means there's a line available for you. All right. Bonnie and Butternut, what do you think?
Happy New Year to everyone.
You too.
Shining and then using nets.
Nope.
Okay. And one other quick thing.
Okay.
For all of the WGN listeners, that Steve and Johnny will have a new show.
Yes.
In January.
Yes.
On Saturday nights from 9 until 2 in the morning.
And I'm looking forward to that.
Yes. And I hope all of your... It's been a decade since they've been on. And if you're familiar with WGN, you'll enjoy having them back.
Oh, absolutely. No, that overnight show, starting with Eddie Schwartz, I listened every night, and I kind of missed Franklin McCormick myself, but then Steve and Johnny, absolutely. I was kind of crushed when they were gone, and I was sort of hoping when they first announced they were coming back, I said, oh, good, maybe they'll do overnights again. Well, I don't blame them for saying, nah, Saturday night's enough.
Well, so now we got you on rerun on Friday, them on Saturday, and then old-time radio on Sunday, and we're back to you on Monday. Great.
Absolutely. And looking forward to talking to you soon.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. And Paul is in Buffalo Grove. What do you think, Paul?
Well, what got me is when you said 48 states, and to me that was just like, that's just about everybody. Why would two states be so different? And then I'm trying to think, what two states are so much different than the rest? First thing I'm thinking of is Alaska and Hawaii.
It's neither of them, by the way.
Question's probably wrong. But I was thinking it was something about not being able to cross state lines while you're fishing, and then like Alaska and Hawaii probably wouldn't care about that law since they're not bordering a state.
Well, you're absolutely right. They wouldn't care. But no, the two states that don't have a law like this are Vermont and Virginia.
Oh, all right.
And I don't know why. Although then again, when I looked at this, I wasn't sure why they had a law like this. But apparently in the other 48 states, it's quite strategic.
Yeah. Now, when you first read the question, before I even figured out the 48 states, there was like something that popped into my head, and that's probably wrong too, and I don't know why that popped into my head, but I was like, is there some law that you can't fish while being nude?
You know, I thought about that kind of stuff too, but no, as far as I know, it has nothing to do with that. But
I don't even know why that popped in my head. Like, if I heard that somewhere before or what, because why that would pop into my head, I don't know. But sometimes when that happens to me, that ends up being the right answer. But so,
well,
I figured to try that too.
And then the other part of that is, in many cases, how would they know? I mean, fishing isn't necessarily totally public.
Yeah. Oh, well.
So, no, but
anyway,
a nice try.
About it, but
I hope
all right.
So. All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay.
So,
anyway.
Yeah. No, but I thought that, too. I thought, you know, is it something obscene? No, there's nothing. There's no obscenity related to this answer. Well, it would be to the fish, obviously, but for, because they'd be getting caught. But for anybody else, no. It does have to do with strategy, actually. Marianne in Chicago, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. Happy New Year.
You too.
Thank you. Not a happy New Year for that football player, huh?
I'm unaware. What's going on?
It was the Bills and Bengal game, and barely into the first quarter, and one of the Bills got tackled, and they were doing CPR for 45 minutes. And
oh, don't tell me he didn't make it.
His mother, I don't know, his mother was in the stands. She went with him to the hospital. He's in critical condition as of right now.
Oh, my God. So that game was postponed, no doubt.
Yeah, it was. They debated it for a long time.
They did?
Before they decided to postpone the game.
You know, that would have taken me about a New York minute to decide.
Yeah, so. I know. It's like when we used to play softball and there was lightning striking all around and they're like, should we call the game? Like, there's lightning everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, I guess if I was aware that there was a Bills-Bengal game, I would have been rooting strongly for the Bengals, but this is not the way I would have wanted them to win. So
no. But they said that a lot of the players and fans are showing up at the hospital to show support, and fans from both sides, and players on both sides are crying. And
well, sure. Well, you know, the interesting part about that is we know theoretically how dangerous contact sports like football can be, but still, it's an absolute shock when something like this happens.
I think he's like 22, 23 years old.
Well, of course. Well, you know, injuries are injuries. You don't have to be old.
Or how many times do we hear about an underlying condition nobody caught?
Well, you know, one of the things I'm noticing increasingly is that more and more parents are not wanting their kids to sign up for high school football because of the potential for brain injury.
Well, yeah, everything's still forming till they're 26,
well,
technically.
And so, you know, it can be very dangerous, but still, you don't expect that to happen. I just looked it up while we were talking, so it was Damar Hamlin, who's in critical condition.
Yeah.
What a shame. And
Happy New Year to his mom, right?
Oh man, can you imagine how the person who tackled him is feeling right about now? Oh my God!
Oh God, they said he was the worst.
Well, sure he would be. I mean, unless you're some type of a monster, of course. This is.
I don't know who tackled who.
Well,
it could have been he tackled the guy. They just said a tackle was made, and Hamill stood up and then collapsed.
Yeah. Well,
so he could have been the tackler. I wasn't watching the game. One of my girlfriends called me. She says, "Oh my God, turn the game on."
It says Hamlin fell on his back moments after getting up from an open field tackle of the Bengals wide receiver T. Higgins.
Okay, so he was tackled.
He was tackled. Yeah. And again, I feel terrible for T. Higgins because no one intends to do this. This is a
no. This isn't like MMA.
No, well,
kick somebody's butt matches is football, and they probably all hang out afterwards and stuff.
This is very frightening, and it's a reality check, and hopefully it will resolve. But at this point, I guess nobody knows, and what a shame.
Yeah.
Monday Night Football for all of America to watch. No, I was prepping this show. You know, for trivia, I actually have to work before the show. So about 5 o'clock tonight, I got in here, shut the door, and I said to John, "Don't bother me." So I have seen nothing. Oh my God! All right. Well, I'm kind of glad I didn't see.
Oh, and then of course we've got Fred White.
What are we dealing with here?
From Earth, Wind, and Fire, the drummer passed away.
And one of the Pointer Sisters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought we'd, and Fred was young, by the way, he was only 67. I thought that I would talk about both of those tomorrow night when it's not trivia.
Oh, good, I'll make sure I listen, because I wanted to request an Earth, Wind, and Fire song.
Which one you want?
You pick something.
Okay.
I mean, I've seen him like 5 times, I met him in person, I hugged him, oh my gosh. I love them.
Well, our favorite, John and I rarely agree on songs, that's for darn sure, but on this one we do. We both like September.
Oh, my God. That's my most favorite. Oh, great minds think alike.
A girl I worked with at Epic Records wrote it, Allie Willis.
Okay. Didn't she just recently pass a few years back?
Yeah, I think within the last 2 years for sure. But while I was there, she was in the PR department. They let her do an album. She put in an album called Child Star. And I thought some of it was just terrific. But, of course, it went nowhere. So when I heard later she was writing and wrote that, I thought, good for her.
Yeah. I was like, wow. When I saw the little thing on my TV that she had passed away and wrote that song, I was like,
yeah.
Wow, Figures of Girl wrote my favorite song.
Yeah, yeah, she was a trip. And
I wanted to make a guess on the trivia thing.
By all means.
Before you go to the news. Is it using live bait that is not indigenous to the area?
That's a great guess. It's not right, but that's so well thought out. I like it. It probably is against the law.
Yeah, because we can't use live crawdads here anymore in Chicago.
No, that's good. It's not right, but it's good. All right,
okay.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay, I will listen for the answer.
Yeah, I'm hoping so. All right, and I figure we'll get a winner before, because, you know, you'll run out of guesses and somebody will be right. That's usually the way that happens. But, yeah, I worked with Allie, but she was in New York and I was in Nashville, so our paths didn't cross often. But I can tell you, she was responsible for an awful lot of liner notes. And they did that album and nothing really happened with that. And then she went out writing, and next I heard September. Which maybe that's what we'll play. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888-Raleigh. And all right, oh, we're going to hear from Kimberly in Kansas City. Now, that's a good way to start the new year. I don't think we've heard from Kimberly in a year. Dawn in Buffalo Grove has a guest, and we've got Paul in Woodstock with another guest. And Barry in New Hampshire's one is Beatle Trivia. We should just send him the prize. And let's see, Jeff is calling in. So right now, no line available for you, but as soon as one of them hangs up, it's your turn. In the meantime, we'll find out what's happening in the WGN Radio newsroom. On WGN Radio.
Little boy,
never leave me. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So who is that? That's our bumper stumper for the moment. 1961, they didn't release it, fools that they were, but you certainly know her for hits, maybe not this one. Later, of course, it migrated to CDs and stuff like that, but yeah, in 61, this was a woulda, coulda, shoulda, fools, I tell you, fools. All right, so who is she? Now, if you can come up, since this is the third week of the same theme, with a theme, it's what all the artists have in common with one another. They also have it in common with Scotty. All right, who I hope is well tonight, and we'll hear from him before the evening is out. Now, all the lines are busy, so if you get the message saying all the lines are busy, well, call back when they're not. And the biggest clue is when somebody hangs up, it's time for you to get on in there. 48 states banned doing this while fishing. Doing what? 888-876-5593 is 8888-Raleigh. And Kimberly in Kansas City, how are you doing tonight, Kimberly?
I am doing great. I've thought of you often, and I've listened to your show, and I'm not normally a late-night person, so I haven't called in forever, but one of my resolutions this year is to be better about calling in, because I enjoy listening so much.
Yay. I'm happy about that. So all's good? The year's starting out just the way you want it to?
Well, I'm going to have to, drive a little business my way, but it's starting out well, and I have a new member of my family.
Oh, tell me about him.
Okay, her.
Her, okay.
You've probably seen John's Facebook page. But anyway, October 16th, I got a new guide dog named Kiwi.
Kiwi. Now, is Kiwi is Kiwi a lab?
She is a black lab, and I love black dogs.
Yeah.
So I think you've talked about the fact that you're a big fan of black dogs.
Yes, yes, absolutely. From Newfies on down, yes.
Yes, so she is 2.5, and she was born, of all things, on my birthday, which was kind of a neat little almond.
Oh, yeah.
And I got her from Guiding Eyes for the Blind, and they are just a phenomenal organization. They're out of Yorktown Heights, New York, and for 4 of my 5 dogs, I went to the school in residence, and I got Marley in 2012, and she is still living.
Good.
And retired and living with me.
Good.
But they provide everything from, it's a rigorous process to get in. You have to have good orientation and mobility skills. You have to prove that you can provide for a dog. I mean, it's a pretty, you have to have good medical, they do medical on you. So, it's a rigorous process to get in, but then once you do get in, it was also a 3-year waiting list because of the pandemic. I applied in 19.
Oh, wow.
And when Marley was 9 and just got my dog this year, but it was worth the wait. Yeah. I couldn't have gotten a better dog if they had if I'd gone to the school.
Yeah.
So the dog went from New York. Then it was escorted. She was escorted to my home via airplane, and they went from she went from New York to Denver, and then they have a guide dog mobility instructors throughout the country. My guide dog school does.
Mm-hmm.
So mine resides in Denver. Hi, Melissa, if you happen to be listening. Excuse me. And then she went from Denver. And Melissa drove her to my home and stayed at an Airbnb for 10 days, and we trained. And the neat thing about it was I learned all the different parts of my home area now that I'm working from home. That was great. I kind of had a general idea, but it was nice to get it down pat with this dog.
Yeah.
So, I'm back to enjoying the long walks in the neighborhood and going on my own to different places, and it's just opened a lot of doors. So
that's great. That's just great.
Yeah, right. Great organization. I can't say enough about them, and just a great experience. And I've been with them 31 years. This is my 5th dog.
Wow. And every one of them's been great.
Every one of them has been spectacular. I don't know how they do it. But every single match that I've had has been absolutely phenomenal.
Well, what they're great at is knowing what dogs to train and what dogs to wash out, because not every dog chooses to be a guide dog.
Right, and that's I love your word there. That's the operative word, chooses.
Yeah.
Because then they weed them out, and only about 50% of the dogs, 50, only about half, actually make it.
Surprise yourself.
And the others, there's a release dog program mm-hmm. that people can get in touch with the schools. There are 10 schools across the country, and all of them have release dog programs. And if people want a really wonderful housebroken trained dog at some expense.
Oh yeah.
You know, it does cost, and I forget what the number is as far as the financial commitment on that part. But if you want a really wonderful dog, you can get on a list, and it's long for a released dog. And others of them go to the police departments around the country.
Right.
Bomb sniffing dogs, cadaver dogs. We had many dogs at 9/11 as career change dogs
right.
in the police departments around the area. So, and then the ones that don't make it at all go back to the people who raise them for 2 years before we get them. My dog lived with someone for 2 years,
sure.
and then she gave her up so that I could have her.
Right. No, I know. It's they're angels all the way around. But what I really like about the release program is when they do get other jobs like police or other work that maybe wouldn't have been beneficial as a guide dog, but they're great at other things. So I think that's mm-hmm. terrific.
Yeah, so it's certainly, I was a cane traveler all of my life and did well with my cane, but your cane taps things and then you go around them, where the dog goes around things. So
sure.
it's two different approaches. You may know a route with a cane and it looks totally different with the dog.
Absolutely.
You know, but yeah, so that's kind of in a very take up everyone's time roundabout way.
No, it's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful. And you know, labs are fairly common. Shepherds are somewhat common.
In
the program, not anymore. Okay, now that's
mm-hmm.
interesting. In the program, are labs the preferred breed? Is there any
labs
breed
are now the preferred breed? They were, of course, the first guide dog school was the Seeing Eye.
Right.
And it started in 1929,
yeah.
and the preferred breed at that time were German Shepherds.
Right.
But, you know, genetics and breeding and all of those things played a part in it. Now, every single school has their own breeding center. So that's interesting, too. So my dogs were all bred in Paterson, New York.
Okay.
And at a facility that is specifically owned and operated by Guiding Eyes.
Uh-huh.
And every school, most schools, I think there are one or two that take donated dogs, but I believe for the most part, a lot of schools have their own breeding centers because they actually have a staff dedicated to genetics. So as my dog gets older, and well, so let's go to the German Shepherd business. The reason they don't use German Shepherds anymore is because the breeding has become so different. The temperament has become
yes,
so different.
Yes.
They're a lot more aggressive. They require a lot more attention
mm-hmm.
and time. And so the labs are much more the preferred breed. Also, you know, not being able to look in the dog's eyes, you know, my method of communication with my dogs is always touch.
Sure.
And, you know, whether it's communication through the harness or, you know, loving them, holding them. And German Shepherds don't like you to get on the floor and play with them and hold them and touch them and, you know, and that's just a constant everyday thing with me with these dogs is touching and loving and
sure.
and holding. And so, you know, so that's the main thing with why the German Shepherds. So.
No, I can understand that. And yes, there are a lot of changes in breeding programs and sometimes not always to the benefit of the breed, I'm sorry to say.
Right. Well, as my dog gets older, they have surveys. And every few months, all of us complete surveys so
uh-huh.
that as the dogs get older, they have a colony profile.
Right.
And so each dog is a member of a family colony. And so they're kept very close track of.
Good.
And, you know, and so that then they have a chance to check up on the dog. And you don't own your dog for the first 2 years either.
Well,
so
that makes
you
sense.
Have to, right. You have to earn that right. They want to make sure the dog is fed, cared for,
right.
you know, which I completely respect.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
Completely go along with. But anyway, so yeah, for the first 2 years, you don't own your dog. And, you know, that way if it needs care and maybe the person isn't able to afford to take care of the dog or, you know, what have you, the dog will be taken care of.
No, that's vital. Absolutely. Now, I wonder if they're ever going to consider using doodles, like labradoodles.
Right now, they're, you know, they do in rare cases, because the number one reason people ask me not to take my dog when I go somewhere.
Allergens.
Which is very sad, allergens.
Yeah, allergens. That's
and it's really hard, because I have places, you know, and as Marley retired these last 2 years, I left her home more and more so that she could get used to time with my parents and my family members.
Right.
And so I started keeping company with people who really didn't want the dog in their car. Well, now here we go.
Right. No, well, like, exactly. But the dog comes first. No, the dog comes first. But since there are increasing allergy issues, the doodles might be something to try.
Well, they are, but right now they're not satisfied with the temperament in the majority of them. They do keep them for special cases.
Okay.
But again, not only do they have to match temperament, they have to match pace and personality and lifestyle. Whether there are children in the home, you know, what the home makeup is. There's so many dynamics, so that's all got to be considered. So the primary dog of choice right now is a lab.
Well, great. Great. Now, have all five of yours been labs?
Except for Fern. She was my third dog, and she was a golden lab cross.
Okay.
And I had less health problems with her. She was kind of long, so what ended up happening to her at the end of her life at 15 was that she stepped out of the car into our garage and fell and tore the cartilage in her knee.
Oh.
And it could not be repaired, and she was crying, and we didn't want that for our precious dog. So.
No, of course not. That's when the hard decisions come. But
it is. It is. They never just go.
No.
Now we have Miss Marley, and she's my yellow lab, and she's 12.
Good.
And Kiwi and Marley, you know, it's funny. Marley has no desire to work.
Good for Marley.
Yeah, I know. My other dogs, it was a competition. Every time I'd go out the door, you know, that dog would sit at the window and cry when I left. And but this dog Marley has no desire to work. She just kind of wags her tail when Kiwi and I leave. And
good.
So it works well.
Excellent. Excellent. So, well, what a good report. I'm delighted. And I understand.
Well, how are you doing? How's everything going with your kid?
It's the same old, same old. We'll just leave it at that. And you want an advertising question.
Well, you know, I screw them all up. But
well, it's an easy one.
It doesn't matter. I still screw them
all
up.
Well, I bet you'll get this. We'll see. When you say blank, you've said it all.
Told you I didn't know this.
No. It's even jingles.
When you say
blank, you've said it all. It's even jingles. No, it's a product, not a service.
When you say, I don't know.
Oh well, when you say bud, you've said it all.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, it actually started in 1971, and it's been around since then continually.
Wow. Okay.
Yes, when you say bud,
darn.
You said it all.
I'm not winning any prizes. Darn it.
Yeah, that's all right, because, see, you'll just have to call again soon.
I will. So, and I love all the people who are calling in. They're interesting and fun and...
Terrific. Well, it sounds great. A wonderful report, and look forward to talking to you again.
Well, I look forward to talking with you again. You sound great, Raleigh.
Well, thanks. Appreciate that.
All right.
Bye-bye. So good to hear from Kimberly and Kiwi. Woof. All right. So we'll get to Dawn in Buffalo Grove and Jeff in Spring Grove and Paul in Woodstock. And I've got Barry in New Hampshire's Beatles question, so that'll come up next. And yes, there is one line available for you, 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
You push me when I'm falling, and you kick me when I'm down. I guess I missed my calling, 'cause I should have been a clown. I'm
stab me in the back. That's it, baby. Every time I turn around, criticize my love. Won't you try? Just try to understand.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Bumper Stumper, so who is that? Yeah, what's he have in common with all the other artists we've been playing? If you know who he is, that's enough. 1966 on Gold Wax. Yeah, how many acts can you name on Gold Wax? It's a rhetorical question. 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And before we get to that all-important Beatles trivia question, Debbie is a first-time caller, and she's in Kenosha, so welcome to WGN Radio.
Well, thank you very much.
So what do you think?
Well, about that trivia question, the only thing that popped into my mind was GPS.
What a well-thought-out answer. Not right, but it's very well thought out. Thanks for trying.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate it.
I enjoy listening to you.
Great to have you. Thanks. Appreciate that. Yes, that makes all the sense in the world. I always go for the answers for the most part that don't. All right, so Barry is in New Hampshire. Welcome back to WGN Radio. How's it going, Barry?
Hey, Raleigh, Happy New Year. On that a question about Budweiser, didn't Sonny and Cher a song change it when you say love?
Well, I didn't know it was Sonny and Cher, but yeah, absolutely, when you say love, you betcha. But that was all from the Budweiser commercial, part of the King of Beers campaign. Yeah.
Yep.
All right, so we're talking Beatles. And as you probably know, the first song ever to be beamed into deep space was a Beatles song. Which one?
Good Day Sunshine?
Across the Universe.
Oh, well, okay. I guess the National Space Station was Good Day Sunshine. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I have no idea. I've never even heard of Across the Universe. I just read them.
Well, see, I better go back to advertising questions.
Well, all right. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you,
all right. So, yeah, Barry usually doesn't miss. And again, for the most part, the only thing I do to vet them is if I can answer them, I tend not to ask them because I know so little about them. If I know that, everybody does. So I go for the ones where it's sort of like, yeah. And that was one of those yes. All right. So Don in Buffalo Grove, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi. Thanks, Charlie. Happy New Year.
You too.
Maybe you're familiar, being from Chicago area time, you know, Bussy Woods.
Yeah.
Okay, I know there it was illegal to dump your unused bait into the waterways there.
Oh, interesting. That's not right, but I like it.
Okay, I'll keep listening because I want to know the answer.
Oh, good. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
I expect we'll have a winner before the night is out. Again, if we don't, we hold them for 1 week and 1 week only, and then if you still don't get them, I reveal them. So I don't put you in misery very long, plus then it gives you a week to think about it, but I think someone will come up with it. All right, so Jeff is in Spring Grove. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. How are you?
All right, how about yourself, Jeff?
Good. Happy New Year.
Yes, you too.
The one caller that was talking about dogs, did you say that you liked black dogs?
I do. Big ones. I love big, big dogs.
Okay. Look up Cane Corsos.
Oh, yeah. Cane Corsos, of course. I know Cane Corsos. They're more than I can handle temperamentally, but they're wonderful.
Oh, my.
But they're wonderful dogs. And
they're
noble,
enormous.
They're strong. They're really strong. And they sometimes make it to 12 years, which for a big breed is a lot, but,
rare. Yes.
You know,
yes.
They are very trainable for people who are good at training. That's why they make good guard dogs, but you still have to be alpha with a Cane Corso, and I tend not to be alpha enough for that breed. So yeah, but I'm aware.
No, they are something else. I don't have one.
Yeah,
but my son-in-law's he's got a beautiful, the sweetest pit bull that you could ever meet. And when she passes, he was thinking about getting one of those. So I looked it up on the internet.
Yeah.
And I saw a picture of it, and I'm like, oh, my.
Yeah.
Now, his pit bull is 80 pounds of solid muscle.
Oh, they are. They are strong, strong, strong. And they are wonderful dogs. And the reason they get such a bad reputation is they will kill to please you if that's what you want. So they're trainable for being all sorts of things that people don't want. And that's really a shame that that kills the breed reputation, because this breed is a wonderful breed when raised correctly. Hang on a minute. Don't go away. Stay right where you are. And it breaks my heart that you usually see them in pounds and things like that, because people just assume that that's a personality trait. No, it's learned, unfortunately. So we'll pick it up there next hour. We'll continue to talk to Jeff. We got Paul. We got plenty of room for you. Another bumper stumper coming up, and the same old question and more. Two more hours of trivia right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Two more hours of Monday Night Trivia here live on the 2nd of January. And, of course, this will replay on Friday. And I'm remiss in not telling you that last hour, because it doesn't matter what happens on Friday. We get calls. So if it is Friday, thanks for listening. It's a replay. If it's Monday night, it's live, and we want you. So 48 states ban doing this while fishing. Doing what? All right, so that's our question, and of course you just heard our bumper stumper, and it has something in common with every other bumper that we played. It has to do with the artist, or in some cases a group member, and the last one was from 1973 on RCA. Okay, so 888-876-5593, and I believe we were talking to Jeff in Spring Grove. All right, Jeff, so carry on.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were talking about dogs, but my guess for this, and I'm just throwing it out there, no pun intended, urinating in a lake.
Yeah, I know they don't let you do that in swimming pools, but it's awfully hard to stop people in lakes. But yes, I guess that would be known as indecent exposure if you're caught in the act. But no.
If you're caught, yeah, if you're caught.
Yeah, if you're caught in the act. Well, how else would they? They're going to DNA test a lake? You know. That's
right.
Yeah.
Right? Who's going to know once, you know.
Well, I guess an evil ex-spouse. You know, I'm surprised I don't see it in divorce petitions. And then he... Yeah. All righty then. Thanks for calling, Jeff. I appreciate it.
Well, hey, thank you, Raleigh, and nice talking with you.
Likewise. Hope to hear from you soon.
Bye now.
All right. So 888-876-5593. Paul is in Woodstock. All right, Paul, what's going on?
Hey, Raleigh. I've got a handful of answers that may or may not be right.
I'll take them all.
Using a fishing license from another state.
Nope. One second.
Using more than one fishing pole or a couple of hooks.
Nope. What's third?
Catching a fish with your hands.
What's fourth?
Tossing a cigarette in the water or littering.
What's fifth?
Diving overboard in the midst of fishing.
Yeah, then run after that fish, why don't you? Big finish, what's sixth?
Eating fish on board.
Yeah, the other fish wouldn't like it. No, call me back if you think of more. Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, catching fish with your hands. There used to be a place in Los Angeles. It's still there, actually, but they don't do this anymore. Fisherman's Wharf. It was a hotel and dining room on Ventura Boulevard at Coldwater Canyon. And as I say, it's still there. But they used to, the deal was, they had, you know, like a huge trout pond, and you could fish for your trout. And yes, I was a child. I can't be blamed because I was a child. But for years, everybody had a great time talking about how I just reached down and grabbed my dinner. And I didn't realize that was forbidden. I saw the one I wanted. So yeah, I told somebody that story. And then they informed me when Sportsman's Lodge stopped doing that. And I thought, I'm not copping to this anymore. Yeah, fossil that I am. 888-876-5593. That would be 8888 Raleigh. Suzanne is in Chicago. All right, Suzanne.
Well, I don't know anything about this. My family does. They fish for their dinner a lot of the nights.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, they're out.
Doing it now. Okay. Yeah. All right. A little cold, but okay.
I was thinking you can't drain the leftovers from the can of beer or soda pop into the water.
Next.
You shouldn't leave the outboard motor down position, but up out of the water.
Next.
Oh, that's all.
All right. Well, if you think of more, you call me back.
You know what? I think you asked this question another time, and I got it wrong, because I remember being up by my kid's house, and I went out by a lake. There's millions of lakes up there, but I went out by one because I just wanted total silence. And I could hear a boombox coming from the cabin across the lake.
Oh, geez.
So I was thinking you can't blast a boombox or loud music while you're fishing.
Nice,
and I
but
think
not
that
right.
was the wrong answer.
Yes, it is the wrong. I might have asked, you know, I mean, obviously I've been doing this since the mid-80s, so I'm sure these questions all recycle at some point, but hopefully not too soon.
Well, I've only been listening to you since you took the place of the person you took the place of on the show.
Oh, well, all right. So I don't know.
Somebody went on vacation for a couple of weeks and you came in.
Yeah.
So that's like 2 years, maybe.
I think that was summer of 2020, and it was a 7 to 9 thing. And I can't remember the gal's name, but she's doing something else. She's still employed. Mm-hmm. But I think she was out for gallbladder surgery. So, yeah, all I could say was ouch. But I understand
so
she made a full recovery.
Yeah, because I can still picture in my head that cabin with the lights on and blasted music. And I thought, you can't go anywhere in this world for quiet anymore.
Yeah, that's probably true. And I guess I, for one, am glad, considering I'm probably adding to the noise pollution as I speak. But it's good to talk to you, Suzanne. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
So, 888-876-5593. And we got another first-time caller. It's Dale in Oak Lawn. So, hello, Dale. Welcome to WGN.
Hello, Raleigh. How you doing?
All right. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Hey, I enjoy your show, and I hate when the Hawks run late because it cuts into your show, and I enjoy listening to it.
Well,
so.
Thank you. Of course, I love it. It means I work less. So
that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I have a answer to your question, or a possible answer to your question.
Okay.
About what was banned in 48 states. Is it salt wading boots?
No.
No? No? Okay.
But that's a nice answer. If you think of something else, call me back.
All right. Hey, do you, by any chance, could you give me a Hogan's Heroes question?
Oh, if you hold on, I'll look one up.
Okay.
Don't go away.
All right.
All
thank
right.
you.
So, and I liked Hogan's Heroes because I was real sweet on Bob Crane. I used to listen to him when he did mornings at KNX. He was one of my favorite morning men. I thought he was just
And he was
terrific.
A good drummer, too.
Well, yes, he had a set of drums in the studio. He was terrific, and of course, CBS held their collective breaths for years because they didn't know about his off-air proclivities, and they learned early in the game. And I mean, for a couple of years there, it was just so funny to hear the stories about their fear. But sadly, it much later in Scottsdale caught up with him.
That was a shame.
It was, because he was just terrific. I remember.
Oh yeah, he was.
Yeah. He came in from New Haven, and he did mornings at KNX, and then when he left for Hogan's Heroes, it was really sad because they brought in Reach Kordick, and Reach Kordick had been great in Pittsburgh. I mean, a terrific host, and he just bombed in L.A. He just was not like Bob Crane and just died. But it turned out okay for him because he wound up being a big voiceover talent, so it all worked out in the end. Yeah, but I remember it was one of those, well, he's no Bob Crane. I said, yeah, well, that's for sure, but he was Reach Kordick, and he was great in Pittsburgh. Okay, so we'll come up with Hogan's Heroes trivia. I promise, don't go away. All right, so 888-876-5593. We put Dale on hold while we look at something absolutely stunning for Hogan's Heroes that I can ask on the air, because the first three or four things I thought of was, I can't say that. All right, so let's talk to Karen, and Karen is in Huntley, Illinois. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh.
Hey, so what do you think?
I think that they banned tossing explosives in the water.
It's nice. It's really nice. In fact, I believe our first-time caller, Tim, at the beginning of last hour said that, and that's not it.
Well, I just got off of work. I missed the first hour.
Oh, well, that's all right, and thanks for taking me home from work with you, and it's a great answer.
Okay, you all have right. a good evening.
You too. Thanks. Appreciate it. So, 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. And let's see what Bruce... Well, before we get to Bruce, and I will get to Bruce, but Sam and Gurney's been hanging on a good long while. So, Sam, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. Thanks so much for having me on, and Happy New Year to you, John, and all your listeners. I have a couple of guesses. The first one's going to come from my brother, actually. And he said... his name is Art. He said, fishing without a trolley line.
Nope.
All right, and then my guess, and my only guess, was fishing without a license.
Nope.
Ah, okay, well, we'll try again later.
I'm counting on it, thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Raleigh.
All right,
Bye.
So 888-876-5593, and we go back to Dale. All right, it's easy. You're going to get this. You're going to be a winner. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, what was Colonel Klink's first name?
Wilhelm.
Absolutely right. And who played him? That's just for extra credit.
Werner Klemperer.
Yes, Werner Klemperer, who, by the way, would not take the role until he was guaranteed that the Nazis would not be portrayed in a good light. And I thought, you don't even have to ask. They won't be. But nonetheless,
right.
That was part of his contract, that they couldn't portray the Nazis in a good light. And I thought, on what planet would he think the writers would do that? So
that's right.
Anyway, you are...
And he was an accomplished... violinist, even though they made him...
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
His character was, you know, poor, but he was an accomplished violinist, and his father was an accomplished violinist also.
Yes, in Germany, absolutely, and very soft-spoken and quite educated. No, they were great, and so... But I always laughed when I found out that he needed that guarantee, and I thought, you don't even have to ask, you know? But you are a winner, so hang on, and we'll get your address, and we'll get something to mail to you eventually. It won't be worth getting, but you'll have it anyway. Hang on. All right.
Hey, that's okay. Thank you.
It. Don't go away. All right, so that's the deal. Yeah, Werner Klemperer. I thought he was just terrific. Yeah. And let's get to Bruce in Elwood. Bruce, welcome to WGN Radio. How's it going, Bruce?
Hi, Raleigh.
Yeah.
Doing good, Raleigh. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
First thing real quick, I want to say, if you're looking at big black dogs, Doberman Pinschers.
Dobies are good. But again, you've got to be very alpha for Dobies.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm just really not. I'm a softy, you know. That dog is not sure that they're not the pack leader, and that's not good. So I need somebody.
Yeah, you've got to be the pack leader.
Yeah, exactly.
I had him for about 40 years. I just lost my last one not too long ago.
Oh.
Well, that breed has dilated cardiomyopathy. He actually had a heart attack in the backyard and died trying to get to me.
No, they do. But, and that's so sad with so many of the purebreds, how some of those traits are just almost bred in and very unfortunate.
He was a rescue. I rescued him on one Christmas morning. Oh. He was going to get put down, and I took him. It was after my wife passed, and he was just my soul dog. I mean, he was attached to me at the hip.
Well, bless you for that. It was great for both of you.
Oh, yeah. I'm living alone now, and I'm 70, and it's just I can't handle a big dog like that anymore either.
Well, it depends on the breed. And the only problem with, of course, really big dogs is so many of them live for such a very short period of time.
Yeah.
It's heartbreaking.
Well, see, I don't have anybody to take care of him, and I've been in the hospital a few times since he passed, and there's no one to come in and...
No, well, then it's too cruel to the animal, but that's a real shame because I'm sure that an animal would benefit from being with you. Maybe if you can get a support system together or something where you have somewhere where the dog can go, maybe even talk to some of like the rescue clubs for Dobies to say, hey.
Oh, yeah, I could find somebody, but it's nice to be able to go out and cut my grass without spending 2 hours cleaning the yard.
Oh, well, that absolutely is true. And it's also nice to be able to come and go as you want. I mean, there are definite trade-offs, but in the long run, man, no one will love you like a dog.
That dog used to sleep on, he always had to lay on a pillow and breathe on me. Cause it was just him and I for I had him 10 years, so.
Aww.
Got him to 11 and a half, which is old for a Doberman.
Oh, it is, yeah.
Anyway, I've got some answers for you.
Okay.
One is... Using game fish for bait?
Nope.
Using goldfish for bait?
No. Oh, God. No.
You know what? It's illegal in Illinois.
I'm sure. Well, no, I'm laughing because I'm thinking the hapless goldfish. That would be terrible.
Yeah. Snagging a fish, a game fish.
No.
Nope.
Uh-uh.
Okay, that's all I had.
If you think of something else, you call me back.
Okay, thanks, Riley.
All right. 888-876-5593. That's 8888. Raleigh, there are lines available for you. I'll try to conjugate that verb as best I can. And I'd suggest you take them. We have another bumper stumper coming up in moments right here on WGN Radio.
Still can find I belong. Here and now I still can sing out a song. Here and now. Here and now I guess I know how. As good with or without, either high up, either low down, it's all to forget and get out. Here and now, I guess I do find.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Yes, he's Brazilian, but who is he? All right, so that was, what label was that on? I'd have to look at the album, actually. I think that was 1973. I've got it here somewhere. In any event, if you know who he is, well, you're an absolute winner on that. And if you know what he has in common with the other artists we've been playing, well, you're a winner on that. And if you know our trivia question, well, you're a winner on that. So there's. And by the way, if you don't like any of that, all that's out of the question, that's fine. You can have your own category. And sky is the limit on that. Everybody knows something about something. All right, so another first-time caller. That's terrific. It's Bernadette, and she is in Chicago. So, Bernadette, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi. We're driving in from New Orleans. We were there to see my husband's family, and we turned on 720, and I was like, oh, look, give it a try.
Absolutely. Thanks for taking me along for the ride.
So I want to try for the question, the answer. No drinking on boats.
Nice, but not right.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Okay. But if you think of something else, you call me back and have a safe trip back.
Okay, thank you
so
much.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. Okay. All right. So I love to ride. And 888-876-5593. We'll head over to the WGN Radio newsroom and find out what's happening on WGN Radio.
My girl did a dance tonight. Oh yeah. My girl did a dance tonight. Uh-huh. She went a oom-a-litty wah-wah. She pop a doodle-la. She did it. Yeah, she did it. She went a oom-a-litty wah-wah. She pop a doodle-la. She did it, yeah, she did it.
From Pittsburgh, you know that. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Yeah, that's a big Porky Chedwick record. 1961 on Storm. Who is he? And what does he have in common with everybody else we're playing? So that's the Bumper Stumper. And our question, 48 states banned doing this while fishing. Doing what? All right, Bernadette is a first-time caller, and she is in Chicago. So welcome to WGN Radio, Bernadette. How's it going? Oh, wait, I can't even say hello. What am I doing wrong here? I think. All right. Yeah, are you there, Bernadette? Have I lost you? I think Bernadette gave up is what happened. All right, well, I appreciate you calling. And, yeah, first-time callers are usually not too patient, but nonetheless. Or maybe I talked to her already. It could be like that. and my apologies if that is the case. Christina, I think she was driving home. Christina's in LaGrange. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. You sound good.
Well, thank you. Obviously, my mind packed up and left me a while ago, and Happy New Year to you, too.
Oh, thank you, dear. You know, I want to take a guess at the Brazilian singer that you had played before the break. I'm a big Brazilian music fan, and I'm going to just crawl under a rock if I miss this, because his voice sounds so much like Yvonne Lynn.
Oh, I like him. No, it's not, actually. This is a guy, and if you know Linz, you know this guy, all right? And this is a guy who actually later served in a cabinet position in Brazil.
Oh, Jesus. Damn. Okay, was he popular in the U.S., though? I mean, Linz really didn't.
I have trouble knowing that, because Brazilian oldies, the Bossa Nova oldies, are like my favorite thing, and I never know who is a big hit here. Certainly, you would know some of his songs, but maybe because of his songwriting rather than as hits that he had under his own name. I'm guessing.
Well, it can't be Jobim, because he.
Absolutely not. It wouldn't.
Voice,
yeah, no. I love Jobim, but it wouldn't be Jobim. And you know, there's people who you can guess. It's not João Gilberto either. So you know, those are the easy ones.
Wait a minute. He did a duet with Chico Buarque. I'm thinking. I can't think of his name. Oh man. Oh, I'm 61. I'm going to be 62 in March. It's catching up with me.
Well, I'll put you out. Out of your misery, because I don't think anybody is going to call and guess him. But it's Gilberto Gil or Jill.
Oh my
God, yes. And his sister, Maria Bethania, that's his sister, isn't
it? Yeah, so he's pretty well known, and he's the former Minister of Culture in Brazil.
Yeah, and he did the Girl from Ipanema.
That's João Gilberto. And
that's right, married to Astrid. Yeah,
right, okay. Exactly. And Astrid was an unwilling singer at first, and
that's why they got divorced, I think.
Well,
she wanted to stay in the U.S.
Yeah, I think there were a few other issues too, but nonetheless, and I love him, but Gilberto Gil.
He does have that softness to his voice.
I
wish he would play some more Brazilian
I do on other nights, like, of course, when we talk about him, Maria Ninguém is probably my favorite as far as his stuff.
Did you enjoy the girl that OD'd? What was her name?
Oh yes, absolutely. I know exactly. Elise Regina. Elise Regina and Gal Costa, absolutely.
Gal Costa, yeah, Simone, you know Simone?
Yeah, and Gal, sadly, I think died earlier this year.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
I
think so.
Okay.
So, Tocchino and Vinicius, I really like their stuff.
Oh, you know, so much beautiful music out of that country, but I mean... Okay.
Yeah.
I feel bad. I didn't guess it, though. All right.
Yeah, well, you'll guess the next one. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Appreciate
it. Thanks, Raleigh. Have a good night, hon.
You too. So, Minister of Culture, he was, and rightfully so. All right, 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, and what are we doing here? Oh, we're going to do lyrics with Fran. You know, if you don't like my questions and you don't know my bumpers, you can have your own categories. And Adele is always proving it. And I had a question right for him, and I think it went out the window when I started to look here at at Brazilian oldies. No, oh, I know exactly. So Adele, welcome back to WGN Radio. How's it going?
Good evening, it's Rory. How are you?
All right. Now, have you won a trivia before?
I've only won it once. On the music. The 80s music, Cheap Trick.
I thought you did. So after this, I'm going to put you on hold because I saved something for you. And John said he's not on my winners list. I said I'm almost positive he won. So
I did.
Yeah, so I'm going to put you on hold.
But I've been on a dry spell for a while.
I've got something for you, so don't go away after this. All right. When I saw it, I said, oh, yeah, it goes to Adele. All right, so you'll see.
I'm curious to see what it is.
Okay, so now you want 20th century presidential trivia. All right,
let's do it.
And here we go. I had it right in front of me here for the longest time. Where did it go? Oh yeah, here we are. All right, we all knew when the Susan B. Anthony silver dollar came out in 1979. What president did she replace on the silver dollar?
Kennedy.
Dwight Eisenhower. Kennedy was on the half.
Oh, my goodness. You always, I can't see where you come up with these. It's amazing. But I learned. That's what I like about the show.
Don't go away. All right. So I knew Adele wants something. So we'll get it to. I got to make sure. Yep, I still have it. All right. And, when I saw this, I said, okay, Adele gets this. So he will. All right, so now, 888-876-5593. That would be 8888-Raleigh. And we'll be doing some lyrics from 1972, and I'm looking forward to it. But we have John in Gurnee, Illinois, going to guess at our trivia question. 48 states ban doing this while fishing. Doing what? What do you think, John?
Drinking.
No, not drinking, but that's a nice guess. They probably should.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so let's see what we have with, the lovely and talented James. James on the south side has half a dozen guesses for us, so let's go.
A bucket to scoop up the fish after they've caught them.
Nope, next.
Okay. A commercial, a wide a wide net, commercial net.
Nope. Next.
Okay. Smoking.
Nope. Next.
Okay. Firearms.
Well, as far as firearms, what are we talking here?
Okay. We're talking a rifle.
What is it that's banned?
Okay, I would say a semi-automatic.
Don't talk about type of weapon. What is the action that's banned?
Oh, bolt action?
No. You can do this. You can make it simple. What is it illegal to do? Come
revolver.
On.
Revolver.
What? No.
Revolver?
It could be a revolver. It could be an AK-47 for all I care, but what can't you do?
Oh, bullets. Can't fire bullets. All right.
We're going to give it to you close enough. You can't shoot the fish.
Okay.
Now, by the way, shooting the fish is not the strategy. The strategy with people who do this, whether it's pistols or shotguns or AK-47, or for that matter, the explosives that both Tim and our caller this hour were mentioning, in this case, you shoot in front of the fish, causing a concussion that brings the dead but intact fish to the surface. If you actually explode or shoot the fish, of course, it's no good because you don't have the fish anymore. So you have to shoot in front of the fish. So, yes, shooting the fish is illegal in 48 states.
I have never fished, but my friend I know who knew my father as well as my father, and both are fishermen, basically.
I remember the first time I was on Lake Mead with Robert W. Morgan, he, on the boat, had a revolver, and I said, you know it's illegal to shoot the fish. He said, I'm aiming at the other boaters. So I said, that's illegal, too. And so...
So, in any event,
yes, you are a winner.
Okay.
All right, hang on.
Okay. My phone was acting so weird, I didn't know if I'd get in.
Well, you not only got in, you won. It's illegal to shoot the fish. Hang on, don't go away. All right, and again, it's the act of shooting the fish, because obviously no fisherman would really want to shoot the fish, because, of course, you want the fish to be intact. All right, well, theoretically. So that's it. Only Vermont and Virginia do not have laws about shooting fish. So that means I got to come up with another question, and I know I got to come up with lyrics for Fran, and I'll do all that and more with another Bumper Stumper coming up for you next on WGN Radio.
All right, let me tell you why I'm grinning so much here. And this is the truth. I mean, I'm going to lay it on you just like it happened. Pretty close. I mean, here's how it was. Well, I was down at the Cotton Club last night with a couple of my buddies drinking beer. We're looking for something I ain't never seen. Boys, I'm grinning from ear to ear. When I see her long legs come walking in the door and her high heels clicking on the floor. Whew, knew right then I'd be heading in to something I ain't never seen before. Right. I got the lucky last night, that's right. Telling you too, it could happen to you, and I got the lucky last night. Well, I took my hands out of my pants, and I walked up and asked her to dance. Told me two-step, three-step, four, you even know if we're tired or no Jimmy J's pants. Ain't nothing to learn, one slide or a turn, the big move over to the side. Where we don't have to shop, we can both figure out how we're gonna get away from here tonight. That's right, lucky last night, that's right. Yeah, telling you true, it could happen to you, and I got lucky last night. Oh, that's right, I got lucky last night, that's right. Yeah, telling you true, it could happen to you, and I got lucky last night. Well,
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. 1981 on MCA. Who is it?
I said, who cares?
Yeah, it charted. Of course it charted. Not on the pop charts, but it charted. National. 888-876-5593, 888-88-Raleigh. We will be getting to Fran and her lyrics, but Walter is a first-time caller, and he wants charts. So, all right, Walter, Walter and Wheaton, welcome to WGN Radio. Are you there, Walter? Oh, no. We lost Walter that quickly, and he wanted charts, and I picked out his chart, too. Oh, dear, he wanted 1972. Well, maybe Walter will call back. I realize I'm remiss. I've got to ask you another question, and I will here. I haven't decided what it is yet. So in the meantime, I'll just go back. I had lyrics for Fran. Yeah, my mind packed up and left me a while ago. So Fran in Austin, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. How's it going?
Oh, I can't complain. The year's starting out as usual. It's a wreck.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. We always expect, like, or at least I do, I always expect, you know, the new year is going to be or feel different or something.
No.
And it's
no.
just kind of, here's to the new year, same as the old year.
Well, right, right. I mean, come on. How could it possibly feel different? I'd love to know the theory on that.
I don't know, but I always expect it, and I know better.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, you know, this is, and I don't make New Year's resolutions anymore.
Well, you can. But, you'll just break them within days, as everybody else does as well.
Yeah, that's true. So, you know.
Yeah, I guess mine's just always the same. I'll try to do better, and that's about as...
Yeah, that's kind of my blanket one, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, you know.
Yeah, I won't give up. All right, so you want 1972 lyrics.
Yeah, it's a terrible year, but hopefully I remember a lot of them.
And the operator says 40 cents more.
Sylvia's mother.
Absolutely right. I knew you'd get that. For the next
I
three
I tried to
minutes.
Add all those up one time, but I keep getting interrupted.
Yeah.
One of these days I'm going to add up all those 40 cents more.
Right, right, exactly, yes. Well, and it came up a lot quickly, yes, because he said it three times in the song. So, yes, as he was talking.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, because he was talking to Mrs. Avery, of course, because Sylvia was too busy to come to the phone. And the operator says 40 cents more for the next 3 minutes. Yeah, please, Mrs. Avery. Yeah.
I just want to talk to her. Only keep her a while.
Right, exactly. Please, Mrs. Avery, I just want to tell her goodbye.
Tell her goodbye.
Yeah. Shel Silverstein at his finest. All right.
Oh, I love him.
I do too.
Absolutely love him.
I did too. He was just terrific. And sorry, he's no longer with us. So hang on a minute. You are a winner.
Okay. Thanks, Raleigh.
Sure. Thank you. So Fran and we got Fran and Gary's gifts together and a little different. That's all I'm going to say. A little different. So, yeah, boy. Like I say, I always say that, whatever we're sending is not worth the postage it takes to get to you. Literally, it's thousands of dollars this year. Oh, well. All right. So now I need another question, don't I? All right. All right. Well, let's see what we're gonna do. This is a different question. Most people interview find this annoying, yet it's regularly on television to this day, ever since it first appeared on television in 1950. And most people find it annoying, but it sure hasn't gone away. What is it? What is it that's annoying to most people on television? And I've heard people from time to time actually spontaneously bring this up and say, yeah, that just drives me crazy. All right. Well, obviously, television producers think it's just a swell idea because they continue to feature it. Well, to have it anyway. What is it? 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. Now, we will have another four bumper stumpers coming up, and then... If you don't guess the theme, I'll reveal that at the end of the end of the night for the last 3 weeks. And all the artists we've played for 3 weeks have this in common and also have it in common with Scotty. So what is it? All right, so that's that. So that's our trivia question. And what else? Something too numerous to mention. Oh, I know what it was. I should first say, if you're listening on Friday, thank you very much for listening, but please don't call because the show is live on Mondays. So on Monday night, mark your calendar and call. We'd love to hear from you. And we got another hour of trivia coming up next hour, and hopefully you will call then. But show notes. Tomorrow night, our show is delayed by 1 hour. So we start at 11 p.m. Central Sports. Then Wednesday night, we're delayed a half hour. And we start about 10:30. And Wednesday night, Charlie Gracie Jr. is joining me. And that will be my pleasure. Of course, it's a very sad reason. His dad, Charlie Gracie, arguably the first rock and roll star, pure rock and roll star, has passed away. Butterfly, 1955. And so we'll talk about his career, which, of course, was much bigger in Europe because he had the nerve to sue for his royalties, and he got them, but that was the end of his stateside career. So we'll talk about that then. Then Thursday night at 9 o'clock, Julie Ryan, medical intuitive and all-around psychic, is going to join us again. And I need to confirm that with her, but I'm 99% sure we're good to go, and I'm looking forward to it. So next hour, we'll be getting to Don in Beloit. I'm going to do it right now because he is a guest on What's So Annoying. Good. So Don in Beloit, welcome to WGN Radio. What do you think it is?
Hey, thanks so much. I just think it's simply TV commercials.
No, it isn't TV commercials because after all, without them, we wouldn't have free TV.
Right. Okay. 1950, you said, correct?
Well, it started in 1950, but it's just as ubiquitous now.
Can I guess one more?
Of course, you can guess up to six, so you got five more to go.
I'll say, how about the first public service announcement?
No, next.
I don't know. I thought maybe I had something there. Sorry.
Well, I like it. There's a very well thought out answers. They're just not right. So think of some more and call me back.
Okay. Thank you so much, Robert.
Bye-bye. All right. So a fine answer. And we'll get to Bob in Arlington Heights. He's got a guess. And there's room for you too next hour. Another hour of Monday Night Trivia, even though technically it's now Tuesday morning here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Okay, who is she? 1967 on Mercury. Jerry Ross produced it. Took some writer's credit, too. Whether it did or not, I don't know. But certainly it's on the label. But who is she? And yes, you absolutely should know. So, and maybe know what she has in common with every other artist that we've played. All right, now, Don in Beloit is back. So, oh, good, Don. So, what do you think?
Well, I'm for that. Maybe like those annoying tests of the emergency broadcast system started then?
No, annoying or not. That's an FCC requirement. You don't get a choice.
Right. Oh, I got one more idea, a couple other ideas. What about news? Like they first started doing the news, maybe.
Well, you know, John, who used to direct the news, would agree with you wholeheartedly that it's an annoyance, but no, that's not it.
How about jingles, like annoying jingles?
I like that, too. Like that's not it either.
All right. Well, listen, I appreciate you taking my second try.
Oh, absolutely. I appreciate you calling back. Thanks, Don.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Goodbye. All right. So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. And let's see. What do we got with Chris in Lancaster, Ohio? It says, welcome to WGN Radio, Chris.
All right. Good evening, Raleigh.
Thanks for calling.
My guess is that all these musicians or member, or at least one member of the group is left-handed.
That's a nice guess. I would have no way to know that, so I don't know. But that's pretty good. I've never seen that on anybody's bio, and he's left-handed, but I'll start looking now.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for trying.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate it. All right. So I believe we're going to go to hominids and more, but Johnny D in Ohio has some other guesses. So, hey, Johnny D.
Hello, Wally.
How's it going?
I'm not going to say the obvious. I'm going to say to you, live long and prosper.
I'll take it. Sounds good to me.
Or a line from Spock.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, I already broke my resolution.
Yeah?
By doing this. My resolution was to be in bed by 11:30.
Oh, forget that. Don't even. By the way, what good could come of that? Do you really want to be up at 8 in the morning?
Well, I thought I'd help my wife out a little bit more with her job watching the grandkids, you know.
Nah.
But I got to watch Caesar.
Yeah, see, that's exactly. And Caesar will sleep on your schedule if you train him right.
Well, he's already doing that.
Perfect. Doing that. Then just perfect.
Yeah. And besides, he'll get that, what do you call it, separation, a dog thing. They get separation anxiety.
Oh, yes,
like
yes. Been known to claw through doors and walls and destroy furniture.
He don't
yes.
like to be alone. He don't like for me to abandon him. Yeah. Yeah.
And he'll get even.
Right. See. Okay. One more thing. Just like a book. Remember how you said that book? People say, yeah. Oh, one more thing.
But that's not that's what I called. Yeah, but that's not what I called about. Yes.
One more thing before I get to my trivia guess and then my hominid question. I'll tell you what. The new year started out just very on a downer, okay? Ohio State, I don't know if you're aware. But Ohio State played Georgia, was the number one college team, Georgia. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes, yes.
Ohio State got in the playoffs.
Uh-huh.
Michigan got spanked by TCU, Texas Christian.
Yes.
So they got knocked out of the playoffs, Michigan.
Well,
right?
The Ohio State game was very close.
You're talking right there, they had them on the ropes the whole game.
Yeah, and then 42-41.
Mm-mm. Right, and the kid missed the moment at the clock struck midnight. That kid kicked the ball. I don't know his name. I forget. And it went wide left, but it went right at the stroke of midnight. He kicked for a field goal, which would have won the game 43-42, something like that.
42.
Would have put them in the championship game.
Yep.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, they outplayed them the whole game. But, I don't know, they had Ohio State ranked fourth. Are you kidding me?
Well, at least...
They almost destroyed Georgia.
At least, at least nobody is in critical condition. So from that standpoint, it was a successful game.
Yeah. Yeah, that kid took a heck of a shot. I've seen it. He got hit right in the heart, you know?
I hope it's going to be okay.
I hope he's okay. Yeah. I hope he's okay. He's 24 years old.
Amazing.
But, you know, and I'm thinking, you know, I know a little bit about football, really, and I know a little bit about positions, okay? Because I used to play that position, a safety, okay? Now, safety, you have to be a sure tackler. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You have to know how to tackle, okay? And what happened there, I'm sure if you'd have had time, he'd have went low. Meaning you got to go low when you make a tackle, okay? He was straight up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the receiver tried to run him over. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So his helmet comes down right in his chest. Whereas if the kid would have been low, you know, try to make a tackle low like I'm sure he knows how to do. That would have, but the time and everything, you know. But anyhow, let's, you know, I hope the kid gets,
I do too.
It's good.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Yeah, on the trivia. I'm thinking it's like when they, like, they come on and they go, this is NBC, you know, network identification.
Not right.
Not right. Okay, well, that was my guess on that. So I'll risk doing a hominid.
Okay. We're going to talk about the Australopithecus gari, G-A-R-H-I. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
A was an early ancestor of Paranthropus athetopicus. B lived 4 to 5 million years ago. C had a strong subnasal prognathism. D was found in Tanzania in 1978.
Australopithecus.
Gary.
Garzi?
G-A-R-H-I. I'll go with Gary.
Gary, okay. What was this one about the nasal thing?
Had a strong subnasal prognathism.
How do you spell that last word you're saying?
prognathism.
Postnasal? What was it?
Subnasal.
Subnasal prognathism.
Prognathism. Yes, prognathism. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know what? In my mind, which is left of it,
it's true for all of us. You're not alone.
Yeah. No, I was just looking in a mirror before I called. I got one of them little mirrors over here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, damn, John, you're getting old.
Yeah,
my beard's all gray, and yeah, what's left of my hair is all white and stuff. I don't know, man. But, okay, so, you know, when you say that nasal thing, for some reason, I remember something about a nasal opening or something. So I'm going to go with that.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, sure, because it had some kind of nasal opening that, you know, those things were far from, human. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I assume they are. I didn't know Gary myself.
No, that was Lucy's...
her other half?
That was Lucy's Goomba.
One
of Lucy's Goomba.
All right. So, the Australopithecus Gary. I think he did midday somewhere. All right, so let's see. I'm looking at him now. My God, he looks a little like Abe Lincoln. All right, I don't know. So.
Oh, yeah, they were like, they were sort of like, you know, the split between humans and chimpanzees happened like 7 million years ago, they say.
Well, they're saying this is from the Bori Formation in the Afar region of Ethiopia 2.5 million years ago.
Well, that's more recent than I thought.
Yeah, 2.5.
Lucy was about 3 or 4 more.
Yeah,
more.
Yeah, Lucy was older. She was an older gal, but Gary apparently lived 2.5 million years ago.
Yeah, too bad for him. He could have dated Lucy.
Well, okay. Possibly. Or maybe some of her offspring.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, Raleigh. Well, live long and prosper.
Well, you too. Hopefully, John just added to your next stash. I don't know when you'll get that. All right,
well,
thanks.
Made me aware that my brother Gabe's certificate will be.
Oh yeah, yep, it is. It is. Saw it for myself. All right.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks. Appreciate
you.
It.
Thank
so, yes, he's absolutely right about Gary. Gary had a strong subnasal prognathism. I knew it. 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh. And Linda is a first-time caller in Indianapolis. All right, Linda, what did you hear you think?
The song, was it sung by Martha and the Vandellas?
No. No.
Oh.
But that's a lovely guess. No, nobody's going to get it, and we're coming to the end of the show. It was Dee Dee Warwick, Dionne Warwick's sister.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know she had a sister.
Not only did she have a sister, but the original I'm Gonna Make You Love Me was Dee Dee Warwick, long before there were Supremes and Temptations doing it, or Matt Bell or anyone else. Yeah, she was the original.
Oh, okay.
All right. Good deal.
Well, thank you.
Call me again. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
All right. Good deal.
Bye.
Good to hear from Indianapolis. So 888-876-5593. And we'll get to Bob in Arlington Heights, but Brian and Joliet wants to do charts. All right, Brian, are you ready?
Yes. Happy New Year, Raleigh. Hope you're doing well.
Yes, you too. Now, we are...
Thank you.
We are... Let's see.
I sometime May 1969.
Yeah, just pulled out the book here. And here we are, May of 1969. I remember it well. All right, so not a particularly good year musically, but here we go. Number one, Aquarius, Let the Sun Shine In.
Fifth Dimension.
Number two, Hair.
Cowsills.
Number three, Get Back.
Beatles.
Number four, It's Your Thing. Do What You Want to Do. It's Your Thing.
Isley Brothers?
Yes, of course. Number five, Love Can Make You Happy on the Sunday label.
Mercy?
Yep. Number six, Hawaii 5-0.
Ventures?
Number seven, The Boxer.
Simon and Garfunkel?
Eight, Atlantis.
Donovan.
Nine, Guitar Zan. He's a jungle man.
On
Monument.
Oh, I know this. He did a lot of these novelty type things.
Yeah.
Everything is beautiful.
Yeah, that's him, all right. That was on Barnaby. Yes, absolutely.
Same guy, but...
Originally on Mercury. Well, that's not really true. NCR with Sergeant Preston of the Yukon, but nobody remembers that.
I'll take a pass. I forget his name.
Ray Stevens,
yes. Okay.
Ahab the Arab, Sheik of the Burning Sands. All right, number 10, These Eyes.
Guess Who?
Absolutely. All right, 90%, you're a winner.
Ah, great.
Good
well, thank
deal.
You, Raleigh.
All right, well, hang on, don't go away.
Okay, I'll hang on. Take care.
You too. So, absolutely. That was it. So, 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. And, well, let's see, Bob in Arlington Heights. Thanks for waiting. What do you think?
Okay. I guess for the trivia.
Yes.
Would it be the Annoying Laugh Track?
Yes, it would. You are a winner. Absolutely right. And it's interesting, it first appeared in 1950 on the Hank McCune Show, which was a comedy about a blunderer. And even shows that are recorded live are sweetened with laugh tracks, despite the audience almost universally saying it annoys them. So,
what do we know? We're just watching, right?
Well, somebody is. It ain't me, but somebody is. All right, well, hang on. You are
Thanks,
a
Charlie.
Winner. Appreciate it. Absolutely right. The laugh track. And, you know, you may say you hate it, which I would understand fully, but I don't think they'd keep using it if it didn't work. But it is a sad commentary on society that you need a cue as to when things are funny. Years ago, John used to do network promos, and one of the shows he had to do them for was Maud. And, oh, man, he hated that show. I'll tell you what, the hardest part was finding anything that was funny. And I don't remember if what he worked with was pre or post laugh track, but I think it would have taken a laugh track for him to even know that a punchline was there. But people loved it. And then there's Maud. All right, so 888-876-5593. I got to come up with another question, and I will in moments here on WGN Radio.
Feel good sounds on the radio, boys. Good sounds. I'm invested to my radio for 2 or 3 years. And newspaper playing is a doggone bad, but it's a friend into my ears. But then the kids come over from the Mercy River, made us look back till then. So let's put on our shoes and think about the blues and start all over again. With that it's back on the radio. I don't want no crying violins, no sax, no side trombones. I don't want no screaming yeah yeah girls, no honking English horns. I don't want no symphony orchestra with the Mormon tabernacle choir. All I want is a guitar, a harp and drums to set my soul on fire. With that
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, they didn't get that good time music on the radio, I guess, did they? But who are they? They did have hits. This clearly wasn't one of them, even though it was written by John Sebastian. All right, so 888-876-5593. And there will be another trivia question coming up in moments right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, who is she? What does she have in common with everybody else we've played? There you go. And we need another trivia question. And I got it. Many baldness cures have been tried over the millennia, but according to U.S. News and World Report, at one time this was considered the best preventative measure. What? Unbelievable. All right, that's all I say. I don't know how many tried it, but many baldness cures. And I've got a list of them, by the way, going back to 4000 BC when ancient Egyptians were rubbing their bald heads with a mixture of dates and dog paws and donkey hooves, all ground up together and cooked in oil. And then 50 BC in Rome, myrrh berries into the scalp, or failing that, opting for the Julius Caesar comb-over, popular to this day. In Ireland, about 1000 AD, a Celtic remedy instructed patients to stuff mice into a clay jar, seal it, bury it beside a fire, and take everything out after a year. Make sure to wear gloves when you touch what's inside. If you don't, hair will sprout from your fingertips. I have no idea how that relates to baldness. 1889 in England, doctors believe baldness could be prevented with outdoor exercise and good hygiene. Yes, there was no... Yeah, by the way, in a British medical journal around this time, while strictly speaking, there's no reason to believe baldness is hereditary. Ah, yes, it's the practice of medicine. Then it was D.W. Griffin, 1908, here in the States, who was selling a baldness treatment called Yuccatone, made from yucca plants and promising a luxurious growth of hair. 1940, the Crosley Zervac, a cap attached to a machine that alternatingly used vacuum suction and forced air pressure, promised to promote blood circulation to the scalp. Yeah, right. Or a predilection for horror movies. In 1989, the British Medical Journal proclaimed, "Just come to terms with your baldness." Well, I guess, yeah, that's probably the easiest for sure. Then 1550 BC, an Egyptian remedy called for mixing the fat of a hippo with some crocodile, tomcat, snake, and ibex fat. And if that fails, to boil a porcupine and apply the hair to your scalp for 4 days. Then opium, horseradish, and pigeon droppings. Hippocrates swore by it. Oh, this explains so much, doesn't it? Yeah, opium, horseradish, pigeon droppings, beetroot, and spices. Aristotle, though, preferred goat urine. Maybe this thing in U.S. News and World Report for the best preventative measure isn't that far off after all. But no, I still say no. Cleopatra advised Julius Caesar to use a lotion of ground-up mice, horse teeth, and bear grease. Or take the genitals of a donkey, burn them into ash, mix the ash with your urine, and apply liberally to your head. Oh, yeah, I'm sure you'd smell just wonderful. And, well, Viking legends say smear your noggin with goose poop. Now, the Celts are at it again. They say catch a raven, burn its carcass, mix the ashes in sheep suet. And apparently, centuries later, the Irish decided just to scrub their scalps with onions instead. And then there was the mashed animal testes. We'll just avoid that entirely. Indian treatment, just do headstands. Yeah, well, that could be interesting in public. And Native Americans, some tribes, they don't name them, believed a poultice of chicken dung or cow manure would do the trick. Other remedies included aloe vera juice and eating kelp and horseradish together, I guess. King Henry VIII thought slathering his dome with dog and horse pee was the way to go. And then, in 1896, the Scientific American said music, stringed instruments will prevent baldness. Okay, then, now we get to wishful thinking. And bat milk in 1988, the Sun, one of the fine British journalism works, yeah, the tabloid in Great Britain, Fleet Street, publicized a baldness cure discovered by the Swiss farmer Gernhard Flit. The cure was bat milk. It cost $3,500 an ounce. You could order it right through the tabloid. So, with that in mind, I guess nothing's too out there, but I just can't believe it. According to U.S. News and World Report, at one time, this was said to be the best preventative measure for baldness. Just no. All right, so 888-876-5593. No. We've got James on the South Side. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
How are you? Oh, Happy New Year.
And I have you
to too. Say that because I didn't say that before.
Well,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, but first on that bumper before the news thing, was that Lovin' Spoonful?
No, you thought that just because I mentioned John Sebastian wrote it. Absolutely not.
Okay, now let me get to the baldness thing. Oh, I think about what Bobby Hull used the toupee. Boy. But we won't go into that.
All right.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to say the menstrual blood.
No, oh God, that'd be horrible. No.
Okay, use the urine of somebody of a younger person?
Nope. There's no urine involved.
Okay. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Because they used it to get blonde hair in the Middle Ages.
It didn't work.
Italy. I know.
Yeah.
I know. Okay. The next one. Okay. We're going to say, curdled cream?
Nope.
Okay, let's see now. Okay, moonshine mixed with brandy?
No, I guess if you drink enough of it, you'll forget that you're bald, but no.
Okay. Let's see. I don't know if I'm even that this is serious. Let's say this. Take some fire water. Okay. Pour down.
You can't. You can't even say it with a straight face. All right. You need to practice these.
Yeah, that one. We won't say that.
Yeah.
One. Okay. Okay. Grass, hay with mixed with corn silk.
Nope. One more.
Okay. We'll say buttermilk with flour and horseradish.
Talk to you later.
Okay, have a nice evening.
All right, you too, thanks.
I'm going to give this phone a rest.
All right, appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593. That's 8888-ROLLIE. His phone appreciates it, too. All right, Sherry in Naperville, welcome back to WGN Radio. What do you think?
Hey, Raleigh. Happy New Year and Happy New Year to everyone who listens.
Yes.
And I have a solution to Jimmy D's New Year's resolution.
Oh, yeah?
Just tell him to have his wife let him call you on Mondays, because I never knew the word hominid until you two.
Oh, well, there you have it. And now it's doing you absolutely no good.
No, but it's interesting. It's like going to a history class or whatever. But okay, so here are my guesses. They're kind of dumb, but it's funny. And before I even give you my guesses, I will say, in college, I knew a lot of guys who would skip buying the shampoo and just use the bar soap, which was deodorant bar soap, on their head to wash their hair. Okay. And that did not help a thing. I mean, I think it ruined things. But anyway, so my first guess, I don't know how old the article was, but my first guess is going to be minoxidil, of course.
Nope.
Okay, my second guess is going to be mayonnaise.
Nope.
My third guess is going to be a raw egg cracked open.
Nope. And by the way, I don't think anybody would do this. U.S. News and World Report said at one time it was the best preventative measure. But I can't imagine it myself.
Really?
Yep, it was in a U.S.
So
News Report.
Something nobody would even bother.
I would hope not. But according to this, I guess it was known to be effective. But no.
Well, all your other examples, apparently, the most common things I heard you say were ashes and or excrement.
Yeah, there's no excrement involved.
Okay, but so I'm thinking, I said, David, what derivative is there? Wow. A vacuum cleaner?
Yeah.
That one? It was funny, the suction thing.
Okay, yeah, no.
No, I know, but I do believe personally that you wear baseball hats or hats, your follicles don't get the sun, and that's just my opinion.
Mm.
And they can't breathe and this, that, and the other.
Mm.
I have no clue, but I will tell you these next 2 weeks are going to be hard for me. I volunteered to help a neighbor take him for carpal. I have no idea what this is going to entail. Carpal tunnel.
Okay, surgery. Yeah.
Surgery.
Very nice.
And he says, I won't be able to use my right hand. He's got three cats. Yeah. I have to do whatever. I know. He says he can't use his hand, and he's not going to be able to whatever for like 4 weeks. But I said, I will do whatever you need. And So I have to take them on Wednesday. So I will listen tomorrow.
Yeah.
I probably won't call in. But my favorite Earth, Wind, and Fire song is Fantasy. Although I do love September.
Okay.
So if you do stuff on that. And then also I am summoning up Scotty because he has all these stories. Because the hockey guy that does the Blackhawks Monday night thing. He says, oh, I didn't know Earth, Wind, and Fire was born and bred in Chicago. And I said, okay.
Probably doesn't know they used to be the Salty Peppers before they were Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Well, I don't know that either. Oh, yeah. But, I mean, that other part, we used to listen to them all the time in band and at NIU in the early 80s.
Yeah.
Them and the Michael Jackson and a bunch of other whatever else was popular. But we all loved Earth, Wind, and Fire, maybe because they were in the band and they had horns and stuff. But anyway, Alrighty.
All right, good deal. Well, bless you for helping your neighbor. And he has, did you say he has three cats?
Yes.
Okay.
And I've cat-sit before when he's gone on vacation with his grandson, and that was involving the scooper and the
yeah.
all that other stuff.
Yeah, but, well, it's probably about the same. You'll open the food and you'll clean the kitty litter.
Well, whatever he needs, because it's going to be painful, I'm sure. I have no idea how painful it is, but I hear...
Yeah, different for different people, but the more he can not try to use the hand, the better off he'll be. But
well,
yeah,
I told him if he needs me to brush his teeth for
no,
him,
no, I don't
there.
Think... He has a left hand, I assume, so this is probably...
Yeah, but yeah. I remember breaking my right pinky in seventh grade in softball, and I had to learn to write left-handed, but it took me forever to figure out how to brush
wait
my
minute,
teeth.
Wait a minute, breaking your leg...
Left pinky. Left
oh,
pinky.
Oh, left pinky. All right.
Right
all right.
Hand.
I was going to say, wait a minute. All
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, no. Left
that
pinky.
That was my other leg, though, that I broke.
Oh. We sent a pin. All right. Very, very
anyway,
good.
Anyway, you take care and love everyone.
Yes.
And I'm looking forward to a good year, even though I know this is going to be a tough one for me.
Well, maybe not. Maybe it'll turn out to surprise you completely.
Oh, no, my mother's selling the last thing that my sister and I know is home. It's the house my dad lived in before he died.
Well, and while that's sad that good memories are going away, keep in mind bad memories are going away, too.
No, they only started after he died.
Mm.
All right.
All right. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Okay, you take care.
All
bye-bye.
Right. So, yes, nostalgia is overrated. Here I am playing records. The only way to get payola is to sue the estates. But other than that, overrated. There will be one more bumper stumper coming up, another hit artist. And then, yes, before the end of the night, we will have the big reveal. But you might want to be thinking about this. This is according to U.S. News World Report, 1997, where they were talking about the baldness cures that have been tried over the millennia. I listed some of them. But according to them, at one time, this was considered to be the gold, you know, gold star of it, the best preventative measure. And I come back to, no. How would they know? Well, I'm almost afraid to find out. But what is it? The best preventative measure. Just no. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Swings and says all the witty little things that a playboy should. He's got money, he's got charm, and when you walk in arm in arm, it hurts me so. But I'm gonna let you go, and it's not easy. Heaven knows I've tried, wish the best for you, push myself aside. It takes the greatest love.
WGN Radio. I'm Riley James. So who's that? It's our final bumper stumper. And we've played, God, about 40 of them over the last 3 weeks. And they all have something in common with one another and something in common with Scotty. Now, I expected Scotty to call in and know instantly. Yeah, but he didn't. So what is it? 888-876-5593. 8888-Raleigh. All right, so you're going to be thinking about this for a week, I do believe. Many baldness cures have been tried over the millennia, but according to U.S. News and World Report, at one time, this was considered the best preventative measure. By the way, it probably still is considered the best preventative measure. Now, what just stunned me is that they have studies proving it. All right, what is it? 888-876-5593. Here's a study you don't want to be in. What would this possibly be? So there's your question, and it'll be our straggler. So let's get on to our bumper stumpers before we end the night. Our first one, Your Love, that was Lou Reed. Yeah, Walk on the Wild Side, Lou Reed. Right, 1962, recorded for Time Records, you know, the Brent and Shad labels. And they didn't release it, but they did release some of his earlier stuff that he did, you know, as a young teen with a group. But as far as Your Love, that was unreleased until the era of CDs, when, of course, it came out with a vengeance. It was Carla Thomas who did Lil Boy. And that was 1961, and Atlantic didn't release that either, which was just a crying shame. James Carr did Pouring Water on a Drowning Man. It charted. It was on Gold Wax in 1966. The Main Ingredient did You Can Call Me Rover, 1973 in RCA. Gilberto Gil, Here and Now. J.J. Jackson did Oh My Liddy, and that was, I think, 1961. Jerry Jeff Walker, Got Lucky Last Night, 1981 on South Coast. It was Dee Dee Warwick who did When Love Slips Away. The Bo Brummels did Good Time Music. Yeah, the group that did Laugh, Laugh, and Cry Just a Little, and all those other things. Barbara George did You Talk About Love, and Billy Joe Royal did Your Other Love, 1967 on Columbia. All right, so last week we played Stand In for Love by the OJs and A Love That's Real by the Intruders and The One in the Middle by Manfred Mann and Please Write by the Tokens, Cool It Down, the Lavenders, Don't Make Hurtin' Me a Habit, the Marvelettes, All Your Good Your Goodies Are Gone, the Parliaments, the Impressions, I Need You, Free to Pain, It's Yours to Have, the Miracles, If Your Mother Only Knew, and the Vogues, Earth Angel. And the first week, when we brought up this theme, we had Barbara Lynn, Until Then I'll Suffer, Bobby McClure, Sitting in the Park, Elvin Bishop, Sure Feels Good, Lee and Haywood, Got to Be Mellow, Cry Baby Cry by the Angels, She's About a Mover by Otis Clay, Peaches and Herb, Let's Make a Promise, The Orlons, Heart Darling Angel, Billy Swan, Don't Be Cruel, Edwin Starr, I'm Still a Struggling Man, and Len Barry Lip Sync. Now, what do they all have in common? Well, all of the individual artists, and when it came to groups, at least one of the group members turned 80 last year. They all hit the big 8-0. Now, many of them never made it to 80. They would have turned 80 had they lived that long. But yes, all born in 1942. So that's what they had in common. And that's what they had in common with Scotty, who turned 80 last year in 2022. So yeah, the OJs, both William Powell Jr. and Eddie Levert, both turned, well, of course, William Powell Jr. died in 1977, but Eddie Levert still with us. And yeah, Big Sonny from The Intruders, of course, he died in 2016. But a surprising number of them are still very, very much with us. So that was what they had in common. They all turned 80 last year. All right, so you can be thinking about this this baldness prevention, and we'll pick it up there a week from tonight. So again, if it's Friday night, thanks for listening. Hope you didn't call. Tomorrow night after the game will be about an hour delayed, and I will talk to you then. Until then, that's a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air, John for screening your calls, you especially for calling. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.